Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? I'm sorry. Tell the class why I thought it was cool to bring marijuana to 10th grade English today. Well, last week when I was chewing gum, you asked if I brought enough for the whole class. So what? No, I'm not being a smart Mr. Flores, dude, do you want to get high or not? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say, what the holy hell to Craig Kukowski.
What the holy hell?
Cacao, have you ever tipped a cow or known anyone who said they did?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't consort with the type of people who do it. Cows are beautiful creatures. I'm having a hamburger for lunch.
All of that is the correct answer. What's that over there? Why, it's Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Monty, Mark, what's your favorite TV show? What was your favorite TV show growing up and why?
My favorite TV show was a short-lived series called The Charmings.
Ooh.
I don't know if you or anyone remember this.
Keep talking.
It was Cinderella.
That's
and
right.
Prince Charming fell down a well and wound up in 1985 America.
And you're saying that didn't take off.
It did not take off. But I loved it. The magic mirror on the wall, I believe, was, if not Ben Vereen, then a Ben Vereen-like showman type.
Wow. Right to the...
The Charmings was the name of it.
If you remember the show, and please tell us your fondest memories, your name here at alchemythis.com. Pick up your room. Here's Carla Kukowski. Charlotte isn't your name. Mm-mm. When you choose fruit, which one do you?
Oh, avocado.
Ooh, because there's a seed.
Right, exactly.
Please welcome back second timer Matt Schlissel.
Hey, hey.
Matthew McConaughey. As a soon-to-be brand spanking new professor at a college here in Los Angeles, how will you greet your students each morning?
With authority and disdain.
A winning combination. And last but rarely the least, say howdy-do to Joey Greer. Jojo the Gorilla, if you wake up later tonight aboard a spaceship mid surprisingly painless anal probe, how will you greet your students?
Hello! Perky, excited.
Yeah.
Loose.
With something up your
My caboose.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from your listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Conrad, who wrote, "Hey guys and gals, love the show. My first scene idea was too detailed, according to Kevin, so I'll just rattle off some rough ideas rapid fire and hope you bring some of them to life someday." And then I wrote in parentheses, then he laid out several, one of which I've selected for today. Two groups of castaways washed up on opposite ends of an island discover one another and vibe for superiority. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this devolves into one of Joey's stream of consciousness monologues and everyone else is trying to make sense of it. Keep up the great work.
Yeah.
I hope this podcast never ends. Conrad, P.S. Despite the fact that he has no voice or characters whatsoever, Chris Alvarado must be talented because his presence is missed. Aww. Hope he returns soon. I was just having this conversation about his lack of ability to do British accent. Off microphone.
All right, everyone, let's huddle up, okay? Now huddle up, all right? Now just let's make sure our injuries are minor,
Steve,
okay?
Steve.
All right, now we gotta find Steve. Wood and we gotta find water. Those are the two W's to win, all right? That's three
Steve.
W's, all right?
Steve.
Now look, we gotta make sure that there is no other predators on the island. We gotta be top tier on this, okay? We
Steve.
Don't know how long we're gonna be here.
Hey! What are you doing over there?
What the hell? Hello. Is this a resort beach? Are you?
No, this is a deserted island, and this is my island and his.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we just washed up. How you doing? My name's Steve.
Steve, who are they?
Steve, I'm scared.
Steve, are they going to hurt us?
All right,
Steve.
It's all right. How do you do? We our plane
Ask
just crashed.
Ask them if they have water.
Pull out your branch.
Ask them if they have water.
Hey. This branch says we're the ones asking the questions here.
Take a seat there, buddy.
All right, everyone just sit down. They have a branch.
I'm sitting.
I got a question for you, Steve. How come you dress like a flight attendant, but everybody's treating you like the captain?
Well, the captain's perished. And under flight protocol, I now take the position of captain.
Oh, really?
I don't know that about no flight protocol.
Nah, I don't know about flight protocol either. We've been out here a while. This is our island.
Well, when did you get here?
5,021 days ago.
Oh yeah. My God, Steve, they're so old.
Steve,
they're really old. Can't be here that long.
Just stay seated. They have a branch. Now look, flight protocol has changed in those 5,000 days, okay? I understand that 5,000 days prior, it might have been different, but it has changed.
I have a nut allergy.
A nut, what? There's no nuts.
5,000 days ago, nut allergies weren't a thing. I guess it's a thing now.
That sounds like a made up thing.
Do you have those blue chips? Blue Terra chips?
What?
Blue Terra chips.
Does anybody have Blue Terra chips?
Do you have any Blue Terra chips?
Wait a second. Are you a sorcerer with your tarot cards and your tarot chips?
I'm trying to do the math on 5,000 days.
It's around roughly 2009.
Yes, I
got him.
Okay.
I am. That's what's true.
10 years, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Hey, take a step back.
Okay, all right, everyone, take a step back. Have a seat. That's a branch.
That's
Steve,
right.
Steve, ask if they have water.
Do you have any water? Can you trade us water? Do you understand
me? I don't know, PJ. Can we trade them some water?
I don't know, Chantel. What do you think they got to trade us water for?
Yeah, what you got?
We got,
Steve, they're
a baboon.
Wait, really?
What?
Where'd you get a real baboon?
We were transporting it on the plane.
We've been here since 2009. We never seen a baboon on this island.
He can speak.
He can speak.
It's an emotional therapy baboon.
I told you, they're wizards.
What? Wizards?
Sorcerers, witches.
There's plane debris everywhere.
Black magic, man.
It's not black magic. Witches. There's plane debris everywhere, and I gotta say, judging by your military uniforms, you two really should not be taking orders from Steve. Like, what are you, colonels?
Colonels? No. We work for UPS.
UPS has changed their uniforms, and they make it look like they're colonels, okay?
I was so confused there for a second. Self-confidence within the brand.
Overnight. A lot has changed.
Because UPS wouldn't evolve in 10 years? I mean, what's the premise here?
I guess the whole time I've never thought about UPS. Not once has UPS crossed my mind since we've been here, Peach.
No, the things that have been crossing our minds, Shanti, are trying to, you know, get food to eat and water to drink.
And STDs.
Well, I'm not so concerned about that. I guess I should be now, because before it was just the two of us.
You want to ask the baboon a question?
Well, you got a sentient baboon?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who's in charge here, baboon?
Calm down!
Oh, jeez, I guess the baboon's in charge.
Oh, shit, it ran off into the woods. Oh, god damn it, it ran off the goddamn door. I gotta chase it.
No, I didn't even get to ask what's happened to the world in the last 10 years.
Get yourself a shield, folks, because that baboon likes to fling his poo.
Oh, god.
Yeah. He hides in the weeds, and then he flings the poo.
Seriously, why do they got UPS guys dressed like colonels now? I don't understand this.
Because
we move with the speed of the military.
All right, I got a question. What's the last package that you delivered?
We don't check the contents, miss.
I don't believe them. I think they're lying.
Yeah, I think they're lying about being
from UPS. Sit down, back to back.
I opened it, and it was Milano cookies, and I ate all of it. I'm so sorry.
You opened up a package?
They were Milanos.
Wow.
Roger, what the hell are you talking about?
That is unethical.
We're on the island.
Did you like the gift?
An empty Milano's bag.
What? No, what do you mean empty Milano's bag? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I opened it up and it was an empty Milano's bag. I guess, I don't know what you were...
Little doilies are still intact,
Yeah, the little doilies were still in there.
What the hell do you mean it was empty? No, that was from Milan, okay? Those were custom cookies from my lady. What the hell are you talking about?
All right, here's a Chardonnay, a Sauvignon Blanc, and a Merlot, sir.
Okay. And where's my drink?
A Sauvignon Blanc,
okay,
a Chardonnay, and a
Merlot. I asked for a double. Okay, this looks like a regular pour.
This is a gallon jug of Chardonnay.
Yeah, I want two gags, and then I want them in. Okay, I want a tight wine pour. You get me?
And I want a breakup.
What?
Because you ordered.
Oh, wait,
you ordered
is this
too
a
much
date?
To drink.
This is
it's
a date.
It's a trait.
Oh, it's a trait.
Yeah.
Oh.
Trying to sort it out. Yeah. So keep flowing.
We were taking bets in the kitchen.
You're taking bets on us.
Yeah.
No, this is my lawyer.
If you could get an IV for these two of whatever booze.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that you have an empty Milano's bag, and I just want to know how those cookies were, because I am from Milan myself, and I'm very proud of our cookies.
Well, I don't know.
This is our chef.
How were the cookies?
I didn't eat them, so I can't believe you're presuming that I did that, and that's why you're breaking up with me.
Yes, I am the chef of this restaurant. Normally, we do not allow people to bring in outside food, but if it is Milano's, I will allow it. And
can I get service? Is there anyone?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Chef Alfredo, he has such a distinguished palate. He can smell Milanos from another room.
That's right.
Or the absence of.
You should try his sauce.
How are the Milanos? Yes, I invented Alfredo sauce, by the way. Yes, good catch.
I mean, I didn't get a chance to eat them.
What the hell? I don't understand. Did you?
You know what? I don't need you trying.
You
to
got the bag of Milanos, and you would not let this beautiful lady have a taste.
No, yeah. No, I got them for her.
There were no Milanos in there.
Well, there was a ring inside the Milanos.
Which is why I brought my lawyer and Mr. Armstrong. Will you please?
Ring. He just said there was a ring. Hold on, my lady ears just went up. There's discussion of a ring.
Wait, what?
There was a ring inside. It was a custom built ring inside one of the doors of the Milano cookie, and you opened up the door of the Milano cookie, and there was a ring.
Just a second, Tim. Can I talk to you in private for just a second? Maybe give out less information about the ring, like it was built.
You're her lawyer.
Yeah. I understand. I'm trying to help you,
Mr. Armstrong, I'm sitting right here.
Right.
You are my lawyer.
Yeah, you're her lawyer.
Okay.
I'm trying to be fair.
I appreciate your love of the law and how fair you try to stay.
If there was a how did you get the cookies delivered?
Say again?
How did you get the cookies delivered?
Through Milan. I called Milan.
No, but you must use the service.
UPS.
Yes, I used UPS. UPS. Yes.
Not FedEx?
No.
Not FedEx? UPS. Okay.
Yes. I've just been waiting a long time.
Shut the fuck up!
Jeez.
Bebo! Oh, this forest. Whoa. Jungle.
Whoa. Oh, what the hell?
Bebo!
What?
Bebo!
What?
Bebo, come down from there.
Look, I'm sorry I froze up there. I didn't feel comfortable talking.
It's okay.
In front of PJ and Chantel.
It's okay.
I'm not used to new people.
Bebo, don't throw the shit at me, Bebo.
Yeah.
Don't, Bebo!
I'm sorry, I don't want to do it.
Bebo, it's all right. Look, I'm stressed out too, okay?
My shit is all weird because I ate that ring. I ate that ring that was in the cookies. I ate all the cookies and then I ate the diamond ring. Oh, hey. It's cutting up my insides.
Bebo, come on. You can't eat those cookies. You know they're not good for your diet.
Hey, monkey man. Up here.
Are you hearing that?
The snake. Uh-uh.
What?
The snake.
Oh, shit.
Bebo, are you okay? Bebo!
What are you doing talking to the humans, dum-dum?
Look, they taught me to talk, all right? They're my friends. I work for UPS.
What are you talking about?
I'm essentially a baboon who works for UPS, okay?
You've been out of the wild for too long.
All right, yeah. So now, what's going on this island, Snake?
Well, I run things.
Oh, you're now, a predator, huh?
You work for me.
Oh, I work for you?
I want you to do more than just talk when you go back out there. I want you to kill.
What? Why would I kill my friends? And then PJ and Chantel feel pretty cool, too.
Which one's Chantel?
The woman. Wait, they've been on this island for 5,000 days. 14 years.
Those pricks.
Yeah, you haven't noticed them yet? How big is this island?
It's too big. I don't run the west side.
Well, that's good. Then there's enough resources for all of us, right?
If you kill them, there's even more.
Kill them, there's even... What?
Look for the banana. That's all I can say.
Look for the banana. Oh, man, that snake is just flying through those trees.
Okay, yeah, we have another order of cookies, okay? And they are gotta be a good, all right? Because a lot of people want to eat these cookies and it's our names that are going to eat.
Don't worry, boss, we're going to make a good cookie, chef.
Hey, good. Okay, I make a cookie, make a cookie, make a flat and squish. I make a cookie, make a cookie, make a flat and squish.
Hey, boss.
Yes, sir.
We got an order. They want to put a ring in one of the cookies.
Now, do you mean they want to put a ring in one of the cookies?
They want to put a ring in one of the cookies. How do we put a ring in one of the cookies?
Let me see this.
Open the door. Open the door. Open the ring door.
Yeah, they open a ring door. They want a custom door in the cookie, yeah?
In the cookie.
Okay, I can do this.
Pardon me, fellas. I hate to interrupt. I'm Stan from Petridge Farms. We just wanted to say how excited we are. We bought the company 17 years ago.
Hey, congratulations on having a Milano cookie.
Yeah, yeah. We just wanted you to know that this is the last shop actually not in America. And we got a...
Oh, we're so proud of it. You're going to keep it forever.
Hey, well, that's keeping a Milano alive.
That's right. This one shop is the only reason Milano is still on the map.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
We love you.
We want to bring you to America. Would you like a free trip to America?
A free trip to America.
A free trip to America. This is so good.
Have you heard of a place called Dayton, Ohio?
No, Dayton, Ohio. Wait a minute. I think I heard a date in Ohio. That's where the Wright Brothers from. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Think of New York, but way more sexy.
Ooh. There's a summer that's sexier than New York?
Yes.
Oh. Juliano, let me talk to you.
Yeah, what are we going to say?
I heard a lot of people disappear in a date in Ohio.
Okay? Get out of here.
I swear to you.
But are we going to go to America?
I know,
but
maybe they want us to disappear, huh?
You think they want us to disappear? So what? Are they going to get rid of the last little bit of a Pepperidge Farm cookie in Milano?
Come on.
I'm sorry, guys. We're not going to make it to Dayton. I'm going to take the plane down.
I'm taking the plane down.
Brace yourself.
This is not so bad. We're just kind of floating.
I'm in the floater. I'm in the water. Let me get onto the boat.
Oh, you're drowning me, Giuliano. You're drowning me.
Wait, get up here. Oh, no. Get up. Oh, no. I step on his neck. Oh, I step on his neck. What is the baboon look nice? He threw it in the pool at us.
Bebo!
And that is scene one. Oh, my God. Oh. Did I tell you about the Italian waiter we had recently who sounded like he was doing a Joey Greer character because he was from Italy and he would say, it's got the shrimp, clamma. No one from Italy actually talks like that.
He does.
That's so good.
It's accurate.
Scene two is from M, the letter M, who wrote, I can tell you guys get a little stressed out when you get ideas pitched that are drawn out and too specific. So
I thought, how can we tell?
I am stressed. I'm sweating.
Yeah, they can hear the sweat.
So I thought about giving you guys another one just like that. Just kidding. I'd love if you could do a scene taking place in a community college art gallery during an opening featuring the work of pretentious young artist. Thanks, M. Just M. Oh, look at the colors and lines of this one.
That's mine.
Oh.
I did the colors and lines on that one.
Right. Notice it's called Backyard.
That's true. It's because I was looking at my backyard when I did it.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
And it's something that everybody has. I mean, even if you live in an apartment, technically you have a backyard. So it's very relatable.
You live in an apartment?
I'm not saying that I live in an apartment. I'm just saying, should you live in an apartment?
Right.
I live in my parents' house.
Of course. Well, it's a high school art gallery. Well, it's lovely. Are these for sale?
Actually, they are. Wow. Oh,
how
my
much
goodness.
Is the backyard one?
$5,000.21.
That's hilarious.
That's, I don't mean to be rude. That's too much money for
this. I'll buy it right now.
No, whoa, excuse me. We're looking at it.
Yeah, but you weren't buying. I'll buy it.
My wife and I were
sold to you.
Thank you very much.
Sold to you. This is my PE teacher, Mr. Harris.
How do you do?
Mr. Harris?
Yes.
Is that you?
You're Mr. Harris?
My God, the beard.
How do you do?
The beard.
You bought your own student's art painting.
I bought an expression. That's what I bought.
Right. For $5,021.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And that's what he calls jumping jacks, expressions.
Excuse me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you thought it was hilarious. Oh, well, who's hilarious now? Huh?
The 12th grader, apparently. Honey, let's go look at some other ones.
Let's move on.
Oh, what's this?
This is interesting.
I built this.
Oh. What do you call this?
It's called Untitled Piece Number 63.
Why 63?
Because I did 62 that weren't very good.
Right?
Yeah.
And now you've perfected it.
This is the perfect... I don't want to toot my own horn, but this is perfect art.
It is evocative. Is this blood on it? What?
Some of it.
Is this your blood?
Some of it.
Some of the blood is yours, some of it is not?
Interesting. Both.
Are true.
Some of the stuff on it is blood, and some of the blood on it is mine.
But not all the blood on it.
Not all the blood on it is mine. Not all the stuff on it is blood. Some of it's paper mache.
Right. And so can we give it a name if we buy it?
I mean, it's called Untitled. That's the name. It's the title of it. Untitled.
I'm so sorry,
but number 63.
There's blood on you. There's still
some
blood.
Yeah, I just finished it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just worried about you.
I'm just a little woozy, but I think that's what happens when the muse takes over. So
that's right. That's what happens.
That's what she told me anyway.
Who are you talking to?
You guys don't see the muse?
Who are you talking to?
They can't see me. I'm just for you. I'm your muse.
Oh, Oh, I should. I guess I don't need to introduce you to my muse because she lives on my shoulder.
I live here.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I have a house and a backyard.
She has a house and a backyard on my shoulder. That's why this is my favorite shirt.
Honey, can we back away from the kid?
I would like to
move
on.
Get him.
The kid the blood on him and his. Hey, what is your name?
This is interesting.
Wow, look at what is this? What is this piece of art that's walked into this room?
Oh, we're people.
We're parents.
We're parents and people.
Parents, wow.
Dorothy
okay.
is
interesting.
Our daughter.
Wow.
She goes to school here, so we came to support.
You're very touchy. You're very expressive.
Well, I'm told that I can interact with the art.
This is fun, hon. I'm having fun.
I don't understand.
I don't know, but he feels good.
So you've walked into this square area.
Right.
You're in the square, which means you're the art. And artist, am watching you.
Okay. What is your name, young man?
Magellan.
Magellan. That's a great name.
Are
your parents here also?
Parents.
Oh, honey, I don't think he goes to school here.
Oh, come on. Of course he does.
Well, Magellan, are you matriculating at this school?
What is this art saying to me? The art's talking.
Well, that's a no.
Mike, honey, your sister needs to go to the bathroom, so we're going to be back in a second.
Wow, another piece of art is talking from another room.
Mike, it's your dad.
Are you Mike? I am
Magellan.
Oh, Christ. I'm sorry, Magellan. I'm taking your sister to the can.
Wow. All these pieces appear to be connected, like they're of a piece.
What's this one called?
This is called Magellan.
That's your name.
That is my name. So it's almost as if I'm looking into myself when I look at you.
Wow, man. That's pretty.
Do you want to buy the piece?
Sure. How much?
$5,000.
That's
$21 less.
I'll buy it.
Mr. Harris, where are you coming from?
I'll buy it.
Mr. Harris, you want to buy the piece? Really? Great. Great.
Thank you, Mike.
Mr. Harris, thanks for coming in today.
Yes.
We've just been going over your taxes, and it seems you bought 21 paintings for $5,000 or more.
Yep. Yes, I did. Right.
I told him he could be supportive of the kids by just attending their sports events, but he insists on buying shit from them.
Well, you didn't necessarily have the money in your account to cover these pieces of art, and all but one were returned for lack of funds.
Okay. So now we're bankrupt, Ted.
Yeah.
Well,
you're her lawyer.
It's a lot.
So
it's a lot.
Is this affecting both of us or just her?
Well, it's going to affect the alimony payments, is what I'm getting at.
That she has to pay me?
Nope.
That is incorrect.
We're going to go the other way. You're a high school PE teacher. How much money did you think you were making a year?
Well, I know I'm making about $32,000 a year.
Right.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, so after taxes, how many paintings should we be buying?
As many as we can.
Coach, how many more laps do we got
to
do?
Let's just keep going to the end of the bell, okay? So just keep
okay.
running.
Still doing red blacks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really part of my youth that I'll never, ever forget.
Hey, come back. Hey,
sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, listen, I've only got two more follow-up questions, and we'll let you get back to your class.
Yeah. Are we getting divorced?
Oh, my God. How have I managed to put up with this for so long?
I don't understand. I just thought you were going to your mom's for a party. I didn't think that you were staying there.
I said I'm throwing a divorce party at my mother's house.
I thought it was for her. I thought it was for your, you know, after your dad passed.
I'm throwing a divorce party because I just served you divorce papers because we're getting a divorce party at my mom's house.
Maybe some of these questions before the divorce proceedings started
would have
been helpful.
I mean, if she could have been a little more clear, I think that would have been helpful.
I think saying the words to your face, we're getting a divorce, was as clear as one could be.
Also, for the last year, I've woken up every morning and said, I hate you.
I thought that was to yourself.
Coach, Petey passed out.
It's okay. Just poke him every time you do a lap around till the bell, okay?
Why don't you give him $5,000? Maybe that will make him. Maybe that will revive him.
Well, Petey's not making good art.
We've recorded the last 74 times she woke up and say, I hated you. Shall we play them back?
You were recording me in the morning?
Of course I did.
What the? Okay.
I don't journal. I record.
Listen.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate
you. Are you getting the picture?
I don't know if that's just one recording or multiple.
We're going forward. I was hitting forward.
Okay, but is that over many days or just
74 days.
I just don't understand.
You don't.
He literally said this is 74 days of recording. He literally said that to you.
I get that, but I didn't know if it was.
And I recorded it. Here we go. Oh, I got it.
What was
I got
that?
It now. I hate you.
Okay, you just did that now. You just did that now in front of me.
Coach
okay.
Petey's not moving.
It's all right. Just do a lap, and every time you pass him, just spit on him to give him some water, okay?
Okay.
You really need to go pay attention to our son for a minute, okay?
I think I need to pay attention to our marriage for a minute here,
okay? The marriage is done. So if you'll sign here, then we can let you get back to your class.
Is that for us to get married?
You and me?
Yeah, is that what this is?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. There.
Oh, there we go. We're done.
I'm sorry this didn't work out.
Petey never wanted to be in your class anyways.
What?
He hates you.
No, no.
I recorded it.
Well, no.
I hate you, Dad. I hate you, Dad. Dad, I hate you. You're the worst father ever.
I think your dad's stoned.
Who is that other kid?
So what do you mean, Mr. Harris? They want to return Magellan to Magellan. You purchased Magellan, and now you're living art.
I know, but I just got to give you this taped square back and just get my money back, okay?
No.
Mike, come on. I need the money.
My name is Magellan.
Okay.
Magellan? Are you the Magellan?
I am.
I need you, Magellan.
I need you. Who are you?
I need Magellan. Magellan, I read about you in the papers. Magellan, yes. My son is lost. He went on a plane, and he hasn't come back in years. Intriguing. I want to know, is he still alive? Can you look into your ball or whatever you magically did to have? Is my son, he was a FedEx worker. Or UPS, I don't know.
It's important.
He wore a military outfit and I don't know what he did, but he was my son.
Mike, I'm going to need that money, Mike, okay? I'm going to...
Get off the stairs.
I don't know who Mike is.
Magellan, please. Is my son still alive?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I see him. He's talking to a baboon.
What?
There's a talking baboon.
Is he in a cartoon?
No. Although there's a couple of Italians who are somewhat cartoonish.
Okay, great. Okay. Just help me find him. He's my only son.
Okay. There's an island.
You gotta narrow it down, Joe.
Okay.
You have to narrow that down.
So you want a charter of a plane, do you?
What?
I'm a bush pilot. I fly to the places no one else flies to.
I'm sorry, you're gonna have to go over that again. What?
You said you wanted to charter a plane to find your son or something. Is he right?
He's out there.
I got a lot of people asking to fly. Do you need it or not?
I need a plane, please.
All right.
Please.
Roger, why is this taking so long?
Because I don't understand him. He's speaking in a different language. I'm so sorry.
I'm speaking English. I'm a bush pilot.
He flies bushes. I don't know.
Mike, it can't be more clear about this as I talk to you about it.
We would like to get on the plane, yes.
Fantastic. You know where we're going. I should just fly around a bit.
We've provided a map, so if you could just put that coordinates in.
Well, it's really abstract art. I don't know what this is and all that.
The Magellan created this map, so I don't know how it could be clearer.
Well, I'm not sure what's water and what's land. There's a key over here, but the way he's drawn it, the different symbols to what's on the actual map.
So what do we need to give you? An address?
It'd be helpful here. At least a marker, a visual marker, what I'm looking for.
Is there a marker?
I don't have a marker. I don't have one.
Nah, Mike. Like a visual thing, like a mountain range or a certain island.
Well, there's a crash plane. There's a crash plane.
There's a crash plane.
And UPS boxes everywhere.
All right, well, you can start with it.
Right?
Yeah.
Bushman, look at me, Bushman. Bushman, look at me. Look in my eyes.
You keep moving them.
Well, one is lazy. Bushman, look at me.
Which one do I... the one that's not lazy.
Look at my pain. Do you see my pain?
Yeah.
My son is out there, okay, with dozens and dozens of UPS boxes that have not been delivered. Can you find my son?
What's the name of that movie with Tom Hanks?
Castaway?
No.
Oh, Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
The one
Philadelphia. Yeah. It was a good movie. That's not apropos of what we're talking about. I need you to find my son.
Did you just think of that movie?
Yeah, I just thought of editing. It was like, what is Tom Hanks doing?
Right.
Right? And then I was like, hey, does he live in Philadelphia?
I believe so, yes. Can we just get on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Our son.
And look, I think that another plane has landed on
an island. Oh, gosh.
There's enough room for all of us. There's resources for everyone.
Bebo!
Bebo.
Hey, look at a baboon over there.
Kill them.
How do you do? How do you do?
Hello. Hi, have you guys seen my son?
Which one is your son?
He's what?
Who is your son?
Honey, who the hell are these people?
Hey, we don't have any sons around here, okay? There's no status around
here.
There's
no little boys.
That's right, we're all equal. PJ, Chantel, those two Italians.
I'm Stevie.
The baboon, Stevie, the two soldiers that look like UPS people.
Giuliano, can you, I mean, that's clearly a corpse. Do you mind just...
Oh, I'm just going to kick it for a while.
Okay, you're just going to hold on to the corpse.
Hey, everybody. What is this banana doing right here? Did it fall out of your pocket, banana?
The banana.
It's just the banana.
What are you doing with that banana?
I have low blood sugar.
Oh, we can split it up and I'll have a piece of that banana.
I haven't had a banana in at least 14 years.
I'm going to give him a friend a banana and see if it wake him up.
Hey, that's a waste of banana, Giuliano. That's just...
Maybe give it to the baboon.
No, you're going to be okay.
Give it to the baboon, see if he'll talk.
Have you tried spitting on
Who
his face?
Who said that?
I feel like this banana is really important, you guys.
Did the tree just tell us to give a banana to the baboon?
Sure, I didn't hear anything.
That's got to be the banana that the snake spoke of. But it's going to make me... I already talk. Like, what? And how hard can it be to find an island that's directly between Milan and Dayton? It's in the Atlantic Ocean.
All right, yeah. So, like, this is what I call the talking baboon. Hmm. I spent a lot of time adding sound effects to this painting. Yeah.
Is that a banana?
It is a banana. And yeah, the banana is the key to it all. The banana is what gets the baboon to talk.
Oh, right. Can we hear it talk?
Yeah, of course. This piece of art is only $5,000.
It seems like your piece of art is panicked about something.
I'll take it.
You'll take it?
I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Yeah.
Wait, Mr. Harris, you begged for your money back.
I know, but I...
The one you bought my backyard.
Mr. Harris, Petey is dead.
It's okay, just pick him up.
No, stop telling me other things to do to him. He's dead. He's been dead for weeks.
All right. Can you hold the painting so I can go check on Petey real quick?
All right. I guess I owe you that much.
Thank you all for coming today. Petey was a great kid.
Oh, God. I had in my notes, make sure you end one of the scenes with a funeral. Sorry.
Our last scene today comes from Kyle, who wrote, "Hey, been listening from the beginning and just completed my second playthrough of all the episodes. I have to say, they're even better the second time around. This podcast is responsible for making me look absolutely insane while at work, walking around, and laughing out loud. My suggestion: a group of Americans attempt to cross the border back into the U.S. after buying large amounts of marijuana from Canada." What year is this taking place? They've stopped by the Canadian Border Patrol, who has to figure out what to do with them. Kyle from Canada.
Bonjour. Step up, please.
I am cool, man. We're from Michigan.
Passport, please.
Oh, yes, of course. You look cool.
He's very cool, but please, just passport.
Okay, cool. Here you go.
She's my supervisor.
Are you like a trainee?
She's a boss here, so.
Oh, okay, dude, cool. Don't ask any questions.
Okay, cool. Man,
please don't whisper when we are doing our job, please.
Sorry, yeah, I'm Jimmy, his friend.
Supervisor.
Your friend, Jimmy. That's your supervisor?
Jimmy's my supervisor, so.
Oh, cool. Is there a place supervisors can hang out in Canada? I didn't see it.
I'm just generally like supervisors from
Excuse me,
jobs.
Are you high?
What? No.
Are you
high and life?
That's crazy.
Because you seem very like not really of having your feet in the ground.
Okay. We came here for the syrup and mm-hmm. the maple bark. So that's all we came here
yes,
for.
Yes, they're high. I believe they're high.
It's your call. What do you want to do with some boss?
I want to double check that.
Ask him some questions, man.
So please blow into this tube.
Blow.
Whoa. Not on our first date.
I am the supervisor, and I would like for you to do this.
Look, lady, we just want to get back to Detroit, okay? So if you could just give us the old passeroo.
Okay,
we'll be
this
out of
is
your
not
hair.
How this works. No.
You guys, listen, I know what you guys want.
Yes, we want your passports so you can cross here.
Here is a Jefferson
$100.
Oh, we're going. Yeah, we're going up.
A Jefferson.
Jefferson
a $2 bill.
Yeah.
An American so $2
you
bill.
You could just raise
I'm
that gate.
I'm very impressed you knew that.
Well, I do spend a lot of time in the United States. Yes, and we're on the border, so, you know, the currency.
And he's also holding it in front of
him. And he's also
a Jefferson.
He's holding it up.
And I know what you guys are thinking.
All right, I am the supervisor.
Whoa.
I am the supervisor. Everybody.
I know what you guys are thinking.
Let's make it a hundo.
Oh, all right.
100.
If you could just. $10.
Wait, wait. Hold, boss, are you just going to go with this bribe thing?
Oh, no. I was just repeating what they said. Okay. 100.
How much is 100 worth in Canada these days?
50.
What?
100 American dollars?
Is worth?
5,021 Canadian dollars.
Oh.
So.
Look, we are not bribable, are we?
We are not, no.
Whoa,
not,
nobody said bribe.
No one's trying to bribe anybody.
Dude,
when they come over, man, it's going to be nuts. It's going to get all that fucking weed, dude.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for that weed.
It's crazy, dude. I'm running out of gas, though, man. I shouldn't idle, but whatever.
Keep it running.
Yeah.
We need the AC on.
Hell yeah, we do. Hell yeah, we do.
You want to listen to some classic rock?
I'd like for us to make classic rock, man, if I could be honest about it.
Oh, man, we got to get that band back together.
Dude, once you get that weed, that band is going to click in, man.
Because we're going to be inspired.
Exactly,
man.
Exactly, man.
Right now, I don't have any ideas.
I got nothing, man. My ideas are always just like, I don't know, I don't get it.
Yeah, you
know,
no, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, the studio time is yours, so whatever you want to start recording.
Yeah,
what's the first song you have for us?
We're just kind of waiting for other two guys, but we can get into it quick.
Yeah.
Let's do a
I've got a list of 10 songs here. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do the first one.
Let's do the first one. What's
the first one?
What does it say?
Timmy's shoes.
All right. Tie my shoes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait, hold on.
Are we doing it?
Are you doing it? Do it.
I thought I was playing drums, man.
Oh, I want to.
You want to play drums?
Nah, you do it. You know what? I'll do. What else? Do you have violins?
Violins. Of course, we can get some violins. It's going to take a little time.
Yeah, put some in the room. We'll play with that.
Yeah.
Is it just the two of you? We're waiting for two of our buddies. They're supposed
some
to
more buddies.
They're coming in.
They're bringing some.
Okay, because I could go on a smoke break. I could go on a smoke break if you guys aren't all here yet.
Yeah, that's fine. We're just going to jam for a bit. We'll do Timmy's shoes.
Okay. Do you want me to record your jam?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're paying
roll on everything.
For the 2 hours.
Just roll.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait. What? I'm sorry, dude. Your drums. Sorry.
All right. But I guess the front man should count off.
Front man?
I think you're the front man.
Dude, I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking out if I'm the front man. All right. I'll do it. Yeah, sure.
Usually the drummer does, in fact. I'm going to stay out of it, whatever you guys want
to
do.
So, yeah, we're happy to sign this contract. I mean, we're waiting for two other guys, but...
You do understand, this is a real record deal. This is a bona fide contract.
Yeah, man.
You are going to be rock and roll stars.
Yeah.
How many albums?
Yeah, this is a 3-album deal.
Whoa. Okay.
Those
albums are done.
No, you have to make the albums.
Oh, right. Yeah. We'll make the albums and then
we just need the rest of your band here to sign.
Right.
We're just waiting for two other guys.
We'll wait.
I'm going to raise this to 2 Jeffersons, and I'm just hoping that that's going to get me in. Can we raise this gate?
Why are you still interested in getting to the United States, huh?
You guys don't understand. I'm kind of a big deal musician. I've got a rock band.
Oh, really?
Tell
me your name, and I will Google you.
Yeah, we have computers right here. It's not like you.
My name is Scorpion.
Your name is Scorpion.
Sometimes in the band, they call me Scorp.
Do you have a last name?
Just Scorpion.
Google Scorpion, all I see is a bug.
We have his passport. Just Google his real name.
Oh, okay.
Nedrick.
No.
Nedrick.
No, it's not.
Fleet Turner.
Nedrick Fleet Turner.
Oh, God, I hate that name so much.
Hello, Atlanta! We're waiting for 2 other guys! Now, before we get started, we just want to know who likes weed.
Do you have some? Do you have it, though?
We're just waiting on some.
We're waiting on the show.
Hell yeah. All right, let's do it. 1, 2, 3.
Wait a minute.
Are you doing it to me?
Oh.
I'll do it.
I'm going to do it.
Throw some weed in the third row.
We don't have any, man.
We're waiting on two other guys.
Our two other...
So we don't understand. We looked up, we Googled your name. Did your significant other put these pictures up as revenge?
Yes, was this like prank or?
All these pictures we are finding of you, none of these are flattering.
I mean, they're called headshots, dude. I wouldn't expect you to get them. Like, well, there's
what
a promo
are
band.
You looking at in this one, for example?
That's me. That's him giving head.
Thanks, bud. Put it up, dude. Okay. So that's me giving head to a scorpion. It's kind of art. I wouldn't overthink it. But
these,
like,
these seem embarrassing.
Yes, I'm shamed for you.
Oh, whatever.
Well, damn.
Dude, what the fuck, man, huh?
What the fuck with
man,
you?
Fuck you, man.
Guys, stop.
So we're waiting on two more guys.
I'm out of the band.
Bullshit, I'm out of the band.
Fuck you, you can't leave the band. This is my band.
This is our band, and I'm out, and you're back in.
Hey, guys. Hey. Oh, sorry to interrupt this fight.
What's up, babe?
I'm Penny Lane. This is Sapphire.
Hi.
This is
what's up, babe?
The other one. We're Band-Aids.
Do you like the show?
I loved it. I really loved how you got us amped up and then you just stopped.
Yeah.
How long have you been a Waiting for Two Other Guys fan?
Say that again?
How long have you been a Waiting for Two Other Guys fan?
Just since tonight, yeah.
I've been waiting for Two Other Guys since middle school. Awesome. I'm not in middle school anymore.
So you're still illegal or
what? It? Just don't do the math. Right. Just hi. All right.
We're all perfectly legal.
All right, cool.
Don't do the math.
All right, man. For tonight, the band's still together.
Fine, dude. Tonight.
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 So I gotta say, I'm really, really excited about you guys. You know, we've been really wanting to do this reunion show for a long time, and I think you've got thousands of fans out there just waiting
on two other guys, and it's just like
still waiting.
Yeah, I love it.
It's just like,
I think, you know, we need to patch up some of the bad mojo that we've had.
I mean, we haven't been in the same
room.
Can
we do this on stage? Because we want this to happen.
This is part
of
the show.
But this is exactly what your audience wants.
I noticed you're filming this too.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen him in how many days?
I don't know. Like
11, right?
5,000 days, maybe?
Something like God, that's like 14 years.
Fucking feels like forever.
Do math, yeah.
Fucking feels like forever, dude.
Well, you know what? We're real excited to have this all happen out on stage, live on television. Everybody's
this
gonna
is
be
exciting.
Ready.
So we're going to count you in. Who is the front man who's going to count the whole thing in? I just want to just clarify that before we go.
We're kind of waiting on two other guys to like decide that. Okay. We haven't like, but
such a great
at the moment, I think it's shit. If he wants to take it, he can take it.
Whoa!
Wow!
Is this? Did you want to take it?
One.
Two.
Three. Okay, we have decided.
Yes, we've made decisions.
You are allowed to come into Canada. I'm sorry it's taken 40 years.
It's fine. I'm like really hungry. No, do you guys have any maple bark?
We're looking to get back into the States.
Oh, that's
what we meant.
That's a different side of the road.
Thanks, dude.
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, no, that line is very short. That's very easy. You just walk right through.
Just go
on the wrong line.
Thank you, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We are waiting on two other guys.
Thank you.
What an honor. I mean, like, we were shortlisted for so many years.
And then, you know, the one thing I'll say about music is that brings people together and it brought us back together.
Play These Are My Pants!
All right, we'll do that.
All right. We got Dave Grohl and Kanye West joining us tonight.
Those aren't the guys we're waiting on.
They're not the guys we're waiting on, but they are filling in.
They'll fill in for a bit.
All right there, fellas. Hop in my cab. Where you two guys going anyways?
We gotta get to our band, man.
Okay.
Take us to the band, dude.
Take you to the band. Well, the only concert happening here tonight is the Rock and Roll Hall of
that's
Fame.
The one. That's
show.
The one. That, dude, you wouldn't believe it, but like, that's my band, dude.
Get out of here.
I can't. I'm stuck in this cab.
All right. Well, here we go. And flag and drive and here.
Stay at tickets, please, for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. Do you have your tickets?
Oh shit.
It's already started. They've already honored the
how much your tickets?
How much your tickets?
Oh my
can
goodness.
We buy them now?
These guys again.
This is my supervisor.
Hello. Bonjour.
Hey,
I cannot believe you're here again.
Why does this keep happening?
Well, I have several jobs, you know. I take care of my husband.
Do you guys want a Jefferson?
A Jefferson?
I am overflowing with Jeffersons.
This
I gotta
is a
get...
trick question. I've been here before, done this. We will take two.
Oh, great.
Two Jeffersons?
Here you go. Thank you.
We got two, man. How much are the tickets?
Okay. The tickets are $500 a head.
A head?
I've only got one head.
Me so too.
Okay, I tell you, it's almost...
These are the dumbest people you'll
it's,
ever meet.
It's almost over. You can slip in the back, okay?
Great! You're the greatest ever.
Great show, man. Great show, man.
I love you.
Great show, you guys. Man. We love you.
Do you want to... you want to marry one of us?
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to marry all of you, but one of you, I think that's a lot. We're not two other guys.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we
decide after that.
Okay. It's not like we need marriage in order to be complete human beings or anything.
No, not at all.
Yeah. You know? That's chill. Yeah. I get that.
Like, we don't need it, but if you want it.
We just need the two other
guys.
Basically,
she's talking for herself right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
She wants you to marry her.
Only if you want. It's not a big deal. But if you want it, I'm right here and I'm waiting. My parents are outside.
To pick you up, or how old are you?
I'm out of middle school. We can leave it at that.
We're all of age. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the line of coke here.
Dude, what are you doing? When are we? No.
Oh, I love you, man.
Trucky, I love you.
Being in a band with you was the best experience of my life.
Don't go. If you're going to go.
It's bad coke.
Oh my God, it's bad coke.
We're waiting on two other guys.
Welcome to the gates of heaven.
This is my supervisor.
I am the supervisor.
Oh, no.
Do you have any sort of passport?
We died, dude.
Yeah, we died.
Passport. I got a cover of our album.
Yeah. Okay. We had a three-album deal.
So maybe this will help you decide that this is us.
But did you ever really complete your album?
Did you do anything good in your lives?
Did you ever finish a song?
Did you ever find those two other people?
Did you?
One, two, three, four! Wait, are you doing it or not?
All right, going to hell.
No! Wait, don't do this, guys.
Welcome to hell.
Oh, hello, shit, man.
This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Rock and roll.
Hell yeah. We just need your names, please.
Well, that's Trucky.
Right, Trucky, we expected you.
Huh?
And you, sir?
My name is Clive.
No, that's not correct. Well, what other name might we have, you wonder? So we have Trucky and...
Well, Petey was my name, but...
Petey.
I pretended to die and I got out of my family a long time ago.
That's right, Petey. Well, guess what? We have your family here too.
No, I hated my dad. No!
Yeah!
No. Hey, Petey, how are you doing?
No!
It's a reunion.
All right, so this piece of art is called Petey Dies.
So wait a minute, the island was hell all along?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. It's $5,000. Wow. $5,000.
That seems like a bit much. Are we
okay? Sure?
I'll buy it.
Mr. Harris.
Oh gosh.
This is about me. I should take it.
All right. I mean, fine. You can have a line of credit with me if necessary.
Welcome to the Mr. Harris Museum. I have your tickets, please.
Oh, dude. I've got some dank.
What kind of dank are we talking?
Oh, straight up.
Straight up dank?
Canadian dank, maple dank.
All right.
I will give you 1 kilo.
The next showing is in 3 minutes.
What is that, like forever? Yep. It feels like forever, dude.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm Sean. I'm a supervisor. Sean, are you taking kilos of weed as well?
I'm assuming he was
Excuse me. I am a Bernadette, and I am their supervisor, both of them.
Hi, Bernie.
Top tier.
I was just explaining to my supervisor, Ted, that the gentleman was joking about the
Ted, will you
contraband.
Please explain it to me?
Sure. As I understood it, there was a conference between the two, an exchange of payment that was not going to be monetary, but it was actually going to be of substance, which was, of course, marijuana, coming from Canada. And if I'm... Yes, this is Afghan Kush. And this is a very, very strong... I'm actually getting a hybrid of this, of Scorpion King as well.
This is a very long stream of consciousness monologue.
Maybe banana as well. I'm not 100%.
100%. There might be banana in this. And if it's banana and you smoke it, you're going to speak in different languages. I promise you that. Not from experience, of course. I don't mean that I've done that. But of course, you know, that it's something around and it's not illegal everywhere. So if I had done it, it's not the end of the world. But, you know, that's my journey. And that's not anything that I want to put on anyone else. In fact, that we're going to an art studio and that we can involve ourselves in these different pieces. I think that's the point, isn't it? To go to another world. Now, I don't know what this has to do with Harris's museum, okay? But I do know that if this gentleman wants to come in, it's a $5 ticket.
There we go, $5.
Agreed.
Cool.
Hurry up, or you're holding up with the line!
And that is our show for today! If you enjoyed it, write to us at yourname@alchemythis.com. If not, it's Jebby Grieber on Instagram. Let's go on and thank all of our alchemists. Carla Kakowski, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It was such a joy to have you, and I've missed
French
all of you.
French accent and all.
Terribly, and now I know why. Thank you.
Missed you, Kevin. Thank you.
Folks can find you in the shows, list of shows.
Yeah, CarlaKakowski.com, at Carla Kakowski on Twitter, at Carla Kakowski on Instagram.
Also, you want to give the street address? They want to stop
Street.
By.
Oak Street. Was that this episode?
Mark Agliardi, what do
yes,
you got,
sir.
Buddy boy?
Blood and Treasure, season 2 coming up. Season 1 now on Amazon Prime, at Mark Gags on Twitter, and every last Wednesday of the month at Dynasty Typewriter.
Welcome to the Amazon family.
Oh, thank you.
Craig Kakowski.
3 Twitter handles, at Kakowski for my personal stuff.
Sure.
At Orange Tux Improv for shows.
Also
and
true.
At Craigslist PCast for podcasts.
Super fantastic. Matt Schlissel.
If you go to Kakowski's Twitter, one of those comments was liked by me. That's the best way to find me.
Okay, great.
So that's
great. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Joey Greer.
At Jebby Grieber on Instagram.
What, how do you spell it?
As it sounds.
Okay.
I can't be more clear. This has been a conversation that's happened. I just don't get it. West Side Comedy Theater every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Bear Supply.
Are you saying Bear Supply?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's thank the engineer of the stars, Doug Payne. And producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And iHeartMedia. If you enjoy the show, please tell everyone you've ever met. Write a review. Go to wherever you get your podcasts. I'm not going to assume it's iTunes. Go wherever you get them. And please write a review, tell everyone you ever met, and write to us. A scene suggesting your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. I'm Kevin Pollak. Thank you all very much for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. I read the emails, and I love each and every damn one of you, except for Steve, who've written into the show. Great, great, great. Thank you again. Until next time.
Alchemythis.
Brito.
Oh, I forgot. Brito. God damn it.